I'm pretty sure each of us have had moments in our lives and in many, maybe many situations where in the midst of something or maybe right after, we've realized that maybe we're not quite mature enough to handle what has just been handed to us, and we've found ourselves struggling to have enough resources in that moment. And maybe it's been a little while since you've had that sort of experience, but I'm sure we all have the experience as well as witnessing someone else who we think maybe should be a little bit more mature than they are in a particular situation. And that can sometimes be an uncomfortable thing to witness. So we're going to have a little fun with it. We have a short video that'll kind of help us get our head around what it may look like to maybe not be at our right level of maturity.
You didn't sleep well last night.
Oh. It's going to be a big deal this year.
So who, they'll play the winner of which game?
Oh, it hasn't been decided yet. Where'd you find Cheerios?
I was just digging. I'm done.
Still nice. Use it as a free route,
Thad,
so it kind
Thad.
Of like is a double,
Thad.
A double pot.
Thad. Thad.
What?
Thad.
What is that?
It's a staple gun. Okay.
I'm jumping.
Exactly.
Hey, are these white or ivory?
Ivory.
Hey, are we gonna order pizza soon?
Probably not for another couple hours. We just ate breakfast. We literally just ate a second ago. What happened to your other sock?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, where's your pots and pans?
Oh, this one's clean.
Yeah, I think that's when the game starts.
All right, sweet.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Luke. Glad you could join us.
Yeah.
Yep.
There
you go.
Yeah, you like the camera on there? The storage is almost full on there, though.
That's so. I mean, I'll be almost done.
Okay. Wow, look at that collection I have now.
Yeah, we should take more.
All right, so maybe we don't quite experience that extreme in our lives, but as we talk today, we're going to be looking at the importance of Christian maturity, of the way that God is looking to help us grow and progress in our lives. And as I mentioned, last Sunday was the 29th anniversary of me being born again in Jesus. And I remember not long after I'd started to take that seriously, I encountered one of those situations in my life where I knew I wasn't mature enough for the situation and found myself really struggling with how hard it was. And I wondered, well, if all that really mattered was that I accepted Jesus in my heart, then why couldn't God just suck me up to heaven as soon as I've done that? And then I wouldn't have to worry about all the struggle and the hard stuff in life. And I've since come to realize in many ways that, yeah, that's an important part of our journey to welcome Christ into our hearts and to receive the salvation that God has for us. But that's not the end of the work of what Jesus wants to do with us. And so we find scriptures like our reading from Ephesians this morning within the New Testament that remind us in some different ways that this is the work of the church to help us mature and grow in our faith. And again, the words, some of the words that we've heard this morning already, that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And the New Testament talks again and again about this maturity that we are all called to in our faith. So coming to believe in Jesus and that his death on the cross is for our, the cross on our sin is significant, but Scripture does not teach us that that's the end point. And in so many ways, it is just the beginning of the journey that God has us on. The vision statement for the Bergen United Methodist Church holds this up as we talk about the key actions that God is calling us to be about as a church. And so again, if you need to revisit our vision statement, it's on the back of our bulletin, and we've spent the last few weeks talking about these actions, talking about worship and building relationships and digging deep into the Scripture. But why is it that God is asking us to pay attention to those particular activities as we gather together? And it says it right there, so that each person grows into maturity. So that each person grows into maturity. And I believe that Scripture is clear on this. This is one of the main purposes of the church, that we should follow Jesus together and follow in such a way that Christ grows in each of our hearts, and over time we would find ourselves with hearts that resemble more and more the heart of God as we live lives in this world. So this is one of the very goals of grace. Grace is God's work in our lives, and so God doesn't simply just look to pour grace so that we come to understand he loves us. But as we come to understand that he loves us, then what happens? God wants to continue to work to bring healing and wholeness in our life, and doesn't look to stop until our hearts have been transformed in such a way that there is little to no difference between the heart of Jesus and our hearts. Verse 14 tells us one of the practical ways that this gets worked out in our lives and in our life together. It says, we will no longer then be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. And so we live in a world where it's so easy to be tossed around, to have our beliefs and our life questioned and to be brought into doubt, and yet God looks to bless us and to pour his grace into our lives, that again, our hearts and our minds would be places that are ever growing with God's intent for our lives. And so as we continue to try to get our hearts and minds around, well, what does Christian maturity look like? I want to go about this by looking at three potential roadblocks that we might experience for maturity in our lives. And so here they are, and then we'll look at them each independently. The first roadblock is, I don't know that I'm supposed to grow in maturity. The second roadblock is that it just sounds too hard. Faith shouldn't be that much work. And the third roadblock that I want us to consider is that we can be frustrated or embarrassed or ashamed of our struggles. And so those can sometimes hold us back. So roadblock number one, I don't know that I'm supposed to mature in my faith as a Christian. Now, when we talk about Christian maturity, we're not just talking about some growth. We're talking about what Scripture really teaches is that we are on such a continuous level of growth that Jesus, again, is looking that by time he's done with us, that the heart of Christ in our hearts, that there should be really no difference between those two. That's what the New Testament is talking about in the epistles. Jesus says, you know, be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. We're not, again, called to just be a little Christian. God is looking to transform our hearts in a way that work, again, is not done. until we perfectly resemble Christ in the deepest places of who we are. And so I opened worship today with a thought that I often bring up, and maybe it's been a little while since you've heard me say it, that God loves us as we are and welcomes us, accepts us, but he loves us enough to not leave us just as we are. So a few verses to help us understand just how serious this idea of maturity is and consistent throughout the New Testament. Hebrews 6:1 tells us, "Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity." In Colossians chapter 1, we hear that one of the purposes of preaching as we gather together to hear God's word proclaimed in worship is, "He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ." And we could keep looking at scriptures like this for a while, but I want to hold up just one more from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Where it says, "We all are being transformed into his image, into Jesus' image, with an ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord." And so again, the purpose of our faith is that we would ever be increasing in looking more and more like Jesus. It's all over this book that we are to grow and mature in our faith. Jesus doesn't want to leave us floundering with some picture of life and a little bit of a sense that God loves us, but God loves you and has a unique purpose for your life. Philippians 1:6 reminds us of this amazing reality about the gospel. "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." Jesus won't give up on you. He will keep working until he is done. And so if we have any sense, which I imagine we do, that we're not yet perfect, that God still has some work to do in us, we are invited to participate in this, to seek God to help us in our faith to reach maturity. And so again, maybe one of those roadblocks is just that we're not aware that this is something that God wants to do. And I just want to call our attention to the fact that God is always wanting to bring us further down this road of faith and help us to grow in our maturity. Roadblock number two, growing in maturity is too hard. Faith shouldn't be this much work. Like, we have other things in our life, like work and family and all kinds of stuff that requires work. When it comes to Jesus, it should just be natural, right? We shouldn't have to work at things like church or faith. Let me ask you this about this world that we live in. Do we have any doubt at all that we live in a broken and sin-filled world? Does it not seem like this world that we walk in is almost getting worse and worse day by day? We will be formed by something. And so as we watch the news or have conversation with others about what's going on in the world or any of the different ways that we interact with this world and we see just how deeply broken things are, our hearts are going to be formed in something. And so are we going to be formed more and more like this broken, sin-filled world? A world that seems to be bent on being less and less the way that God created it to be? Or are we going to join with that Creator and seek for the ways that God from the start wanted his world in our hearts to be? And if this world is so broken and in such need of healing, then of course it's going to take work to help fix that. And if our hearts are not being formed to be more like Jesus, then the natural fallback is going to be we are going to be more like the world. Each of us is being conformed on a regular basis to something. Even the most independent, self-made person in the world has had their hearts and their minds formed by some guiding principles that have got them to where they are. And so if the world is so broken and yet calls us to follow in the values and the beliefs that lead to death again and again, day after day, on our TVs and in our conversations and interactions, then what are we supposed to do as Christians? Just leave it to chance? No, we're going to be influenced by something. Will it be the world or will it be Christ? And so if we're going to find healing and wholeness in the face of so much brokenness and sin, it is absolutely going to take work. It's absolutely going to need our attention. With so much trying to pull us away from God, we will have to work hard to let the Holy Spirit have priority in our hearts. Maturity never happens on accident. There's a reason that adults don't act like toddlers. Somebody worked hard and invested in the life of that toddler to make sure that they knew what worked and what isn't appropriate. So then that way, as we grow and mature, we understand at different seasons and at different times in our lives what is appropriate and what does work. And so we all learn, change, and adapt to what is going on around us. But what will be our guide as we learn, change, and adapt? As followers of Jesus, we will have to lean on God's grace. But it takes commitment for us to do that because there are so many other factors that will influence our hearts and our minds if we're not vigilant about this. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And it talks about that as a work of the Holy Spirit, that God wants to be in us. And so this is grace. But will we be open to it? Will we pursue it? Or will we say, you know what, faith is not something that I want to work at. It should be easy. And if we do that, we'll never find ourselves progressing in our faith towards maturity. Roadblock number three, and I think this is a pretty common one for people. We find ourselves frustrated, embarrassed, and ashamed at our struggles. And so that stops us from wanting to go much further. Let me ask you this. Do you think Jesus is surprised by the sin in your life? I have news for you. When he went to the cross to die for your sin, he didn't just die for some of it. He didn't just die for the stuff that's kind of easy to handle, the little white lies or the slips of not being as nice to somebody as we could. He knew it all. And so there is never a struggle or an embarrassment or a frustration or a flat-out big sin in our life that Jesus is going to look at and say, "Well, now you've done it. I can't believe that you went there with that." He knows. He knew it, and he loved you enough to take that and to let it be nailed to the cross. He paid an amazing price to make sure our sin did not separate us from God. And so when we let our frustrations or our embarrassment or our shame hold us back from going deeper with Jesus, I think Jesus is saying, "What in the world? That's not a barrier between us. I gave my life to break down that barrier." One of the things that I've come to realize in my journey is the slow, beautiful work that Jesus does as it comes to growing me in maturity. And so a couple years ago, as I began to work with a new spiritual director, he gave me this exercise of going back and praying over my life. And as I did, one of the things that stuck out to me was the amazing way that God was working in a number of areas of my life to help me mature. And so it kind of came into focus early on as I looked at things that maybe 4 or 5 years into my faith journey that seemed like things that were just going to derail me, that I didn't know that how much longer I could be a Christian because of these sins and these struggles in my life, and felt to me as a late teenager like, oh my goodness, I don't know that I'm going to make it as a Christian. And I look back now at those things and realize that by God's grace and work in my life, that those are hardly an area that I give a thought to anymore. And so that's maturity. That the things that at one point might have tripped us up and had us so far away from God, that as we trust God, that God has us at some point where maybe those aren't even issues for us. And in the same way, as I prayerfully looked back over my life, I began to realize that some of the things that I still struggle with today, well, when I look back 10 years ago, there were far greater struggle at my faith at that point. And even 5 years ago, but yet they became easier. And even 2 years ago, they were a bigger deal, but God is working. And so maybe in this moment I can be frustrated and say, oh my goodness, after 29 years, why am I still struggling as a Christian at times? And yet God's grace reminds me as I look back of the many ways that not only have I been forgiven, but I've been healed. In some struggles I can say now are old struggles. In some struggles I can say, well, God has moved me further along, and I sure hope that maybe there would be some day where I look back and all struggles are in my rear view. I think by God's grace that is possible, but I imagine it's always going to be a journey until my last breath of needing Christ to come and work more deeply in my heart. It will take work, but the good news is that Jesus isn't surprised by our struggle. He will always meet us in our sin. And so instead of maybe those frustrations, struggles, embarrassments, shames, whatever, however that manifests itself in our lives, instead of those being places where we say, Jesus, I'm going to pack that up and I'm going to hide that over here because I don't want you to see that. I don't want you to know about that. Again, He's not surprised by it. So why not take it out and bring it into the light and say, all right, Jesus, what are we going to do about this? I can't do this on my own. I need your help. And so instead of those places be places where we hide from God, let those be places where we bring it into the light of the cross, where we receive the reminder, not only will Jesus help put those areas to death, but that the cross and death are not the end, but resurrection and life happens in those places. And so what the enemy wants to convince us are roadblocks to our maturity. Jesus says, all right, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get to work here. 'Tis grace that has brought us safe thus far, in grace that will bring us home. Jesus will never be surprised at how bad we might be, but he's there to bring even goodness from our places of struggle. There could be other roadblocks that we have, but God's grace invites us to let Jesus come deep, to help us to grow. Christianity is not about just putting on some Jesus wrapping paper so that way we appear on the outside to be a little better than we would be if we didn't have Jesus. True maturity will absolutely look better on the outside to people, but it doesn't start there. It starts deep within us. It happens on the inside and flows from there. And so the question for us this morning is, will we let God's grace do what it is supposed to do in helping your mind and your heart mature? John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, he defined grace as the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, again, your roadblock may be one of the few things that we've talked about. It could be something completely different. But our faith ultimately comes down to trust. Trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you think the Holy Spirit lacks the power to help you grow in any area of your life? I hope the answer to that is no. The Holy Spirit can and will heal and deliver us from anything. You may not feel strong enough to grow, but the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the power to mature in Christ. So lean on the Holy Spirit. Ask that God would fill you with His love and help you to grow. Maturity is about so much more than just not sinning. And so John Wesley actually talked a lot about this as the purpose of our faith. And he talked about actually Christian perfection, and that didn't sound any better 300 years ago than it does today. People were like, well, I'm not perfect, and I don't think I ever will be. But what he meant by Christian perfection was not just simply that we didn't sin anymore. But he talks about Christian perfection that the Christian's heart would be so full of God's love, that we'd be so open to the work in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that God would so be able to fill us with His love and His Spirit, that we simply just get to a place where we run out of time, room, and energy for sin in our life. And so it's not about saying, well, I'm going to work really hard to not sin today. Christian maturity is about saying, God, I'm going to be so open to Your love and grace and so filled that I don't need to give a second thought about not sinning. I don't need to give a second thought about what it might mean to love my neighbor as myself or to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, because I'm just so filled with God's love that the Spirit's going to naturally lead me in the places that appear to others as maturity, that appear to others as God's love, not as some outward facade, but as something that is deeply flowing from the center of who we are into this world. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, come and fill us up. May we be so full of Your love, O God, that we find ourselves maturing because there isn't room for anything else in our souls. Fill us. Fill us again with Your love and Your grace. Carry us. We're not strong enough for these journeys on our own. Complete us. We cannot finish this work simply by giving more effort. Bring us wholeness to our broken places. Holy Spirit, fill us that we would indeed on this day take one step further to loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our minds, and with all of our souls. In Jesus' name, by Your grace, may this be so. Amen.